What's happening to the public health care option?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Senior Senate Democrats appear to have a tentative deal on health care. The agreement abandons the government-run insurance plan, at least for now, and expands Medicare coverage. Let's bring in Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite, live from New York. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So is the public option out the window?
Well, some senators seemed to indicate last night that the new agreement doesn't completely kill the idea of a public option. It just sort of pushes it aside. But most reports out today pretty much imply the public option idea is dead.
Well, tell us more. What do we know about their agreement?
So there'd be a national low-cost plan, and the whole thing would be administered by a government agency, the Office of Personnel Management. And that's the agency that oversees health coverage for federal workers. So, you know, the great healthcare coverage the rest of us have heard so much about. And the agency would negotiate with private insurers. Also, the agreement would allow people who are 55 to 64 to buy into Medicare at subsidized rates. The idea being that there are a lot of people in that age group now who have trouble getting coverage. So this would help them be able to afford coverage.
And at what cost?
Well, we don't know too much about cost yet. The next step is to get the Congressional Budget Office to weigh in on that.
Okay. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite joining us live. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Meanwhile, the government's $700 billion financial bailout program might have new life. The TARP was scheduled to expire this year, but reports out this morning say the administration will extend it today until next October. Presumably, some of that bailout money would now go to financing a jobs program. European stock markets are down less than 1% this morning. Asian markets, though, fell more than 1% today. And yesterday, the Dow lost 104 points and closed at 10,285. Moving to the climate change summit now in Copenhagen, Denmark, members of the developing world are reacting angrily to some Western plans for dealing with global warming. From the summit, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
African environmental activists staged a protest inside the summit headquarters last night. The target of their anger is a draft plan from the Danish government for tackling climate change. The protesters said it would favour the developed world. Rich countries would be permitted to emit more greenhouse gases than developing nations. The protesters also attacked as inadequate the American plan for a $10 billion a year fund to help poor countries adapt to climate change. Augustin Nyamchi is from Cameroon in West Africa.
We're not asking for any aid. We're not begging. You have to pay for what has been damaged because we are suffering. Yeah.
Over the next few days, some of the world's poorest countries will present their plans for tackling climate change. The rift between the developed and the developing worlds is thought likely to grow wider. In Copenhagen, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America. 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business.
Last week, when Comcast CEO announced the impending takeover of NBC Universal, he talked about synergies, giving consumers better access to content. But what if those synergies are becoming obsolete? Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus has been following the TV internet evolution. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Why do you think Comcast might not be getting everything at once?
Well, it's not just Comcast. All of these big media properties that have been going through this consolidation frenzy should be looking very closely because the FCC has put out the word on two fronts. First of all, they're going to be reforming the set-top box industry, which sounds a little geeky, but it's actually very interesting. On the other hand, they are going to be stepping up efforts to wire every home with broadband internet access.
Okay, so once people have broadband connections, they can watch TV over the internet. And what would my set-top box look like?
What's in it for you, the consumer? the FCC tells me that what they want is universal access. In other words, rather than renting a box from a cable or satellite provider, you would go to a retailer, you'd buy a single box that has all the bells and whistles that you want, and it would have all the jacks on the back to connect to a cable provider, a satellite provider, a phone company. It's your box, and you'd be able to pick and choose among networks. That's a very empowering thing for consumers, because right now you have a box from a provider, and switching over is difficult.
Boil this down for me. What does this mean for my viewing habits and for the industries like cable?
Very good question. Look at some of the providers, say Turner Classic Movies, say HBO, say Showtime. What if they could offer a subscription on the internet for less than you might pay to a cable company or a satellite provider? You cut out the middleman, and that's your nightmare scenario if you're Comcast or AT&T, because suddenly the consumer and the provider are talking one-on-one to each other. Look at my example, for instance. I have a cable package where I get hundreds of channels that I simply do not watch. There are only a handful of channels I watch, CNN, HBO, things like that. What if I could go to CNN.com or HBO.com, offer to pay them, what, $5 a month, $8 a month for access, and then just simply get that streaming into my television rather than paying $60 a month for the full package? Suddenly I've cut my cable bill by 2/3 or maybe 3/4, and I'm watching the things that I want. I'm completely empowered. That's exactly what the FCC says they want.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, great to talk with you.
See you on TV.
And finally, I told you yesterday about a Kmart in Iowa where workers handed police a tin can that had been sitting on their customer service counter for 4 days. It contained, among other things, $10,000 in cash. Well, yesterday, a Des Moines woman called police and correctly described the container. Turns out her husband left it at the store. Why he took their savings to the store in a red tin can covered with Looney Tunes characters is apparently none of our business, but she did say she has added those Kmart employees to her gift list. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.